We're talking with Jennifer Steffi, the Agribusiness Horticulture Program Chair here at Vincennes University. And we thank you for being here with us today, Jennifer.
Well, nice to be here, too.
And Jennifer has her little one with her today at work as we record this. So if you hear something in the background, that's what that is. Jennifer, we want to start out by kind of explaining what the Indiana Agri-Ability Assistive Technology Expo is. It's coming to Vincennes University Tuesday. So tell us what that's about and why it's being held here at Indiana's First College.
So this Agri-Abilities event is through Easter Seals Crossroads, and they are a company, an organization through the United States. It was started through Purdue University and is ran by the USDA, and it helps pay for and provide services and tools for anybody with disabilities. And they actually have a sector of it that is for farmers and livestock producers or people in the ag world that have physical disabilities that still want to run their own farm. And they provide tools and trainings on how that equipment works and how they could get this on your farm so you can still be productive.
So how did it come about that we are having this expo on our campus?
Lisa Becker, who runs Crossroads, she contacted us, and they have had events up in northern Indiana at Huntington and Purdue University, and they would like to have some down here in the southern portion of the United States, portions of Indiana. And since we had an agribusiness program, she contacted me, asked if we would be interested, and we were more than happy to be able to bring this in with our leadership and development class to be able to run this program.
Again, we're visiting with Jennifer Steffi, the Agribusiness Horticulture Program Chair at Vincennes University, about the Indiana Agri-Ability Assistive Technology Expo and why it's coming to Vincennes University this Tuesday. And Jennifer has her little one with her today. We wanted to ask, what role is the Agribusiness and Horticulture Program playing in hosting the event?
So my students, along with John Deere students, are going to provide the animals, the scenarios or solutions to problems, and the equipment and the spaces. So my students will have a scenario card that they have some sort of injury or some sort of physical element that is keeping them from fully being able to participate on the farm, and then the Easter Seals are going to bring the tools to show them how to use those tools on their equipment with their livestock to be able to be more functional. My students are the ones who are donating their time and their livestock, their equipment that they're bringing from their own farms, and we are there just to help monitor and answer questions about the ag world to anyone who's attending.
Now, I know registration is over, so can folks still come, or is that over with now?
I think the registration is now closed. We are closed. We have 100 people. We have 100 people coming in that's going to be participating in this event this year. We're hoping to make it larger next year, though.
Okay. So it'll be here again next year?
We hope. It all depends on grant funding, but the goal is if we have the funding, it will be here.
All right. So after this expo is over, how can people who are interested in this continue to kind of access resources through the program?
There is a website, which I don't have at the moment, but if you go to just Google and put in Easter Seals Crossroads Agri-Abilities Indiana, it pops up.
We're talking with Jennifer Steffi, the Agribusiness Horticulture Program Chair at Vincennes University. Anything else you want to say about the program or about your program here at VU before we let you go?
Oh, yes. Well, if anyone is interested in anything that's livestock-based, row crop-based, or horticulture-based, we have concentrations within our programs that will work for them.
All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you being with us today, and I hope everything goes well on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you very much.
Again, that's Jennifer Steffi, Agribusiness Horticulture Program Chair here at Vincennes University, and her son. And again, we thank her for being with us today to talk about the Indiana Agri-Ability Assistive Tech Expo coming this Tuesday to Vincennes University. I'm Dave Foster, Blazer 91.1 WVUB.